I was thinking to read in this afternoon from Matthew chapter 27, Matthew chapter 27, starting with verse 15. In my Bible, it is on the page 1187, 1187. Matthew chapter 27, starting with verse 15. Now, at the feast, the governor was accustomed to release one prisoner to the crowds whom they would. And they had then a notable prisoner named Barabbas. They, therefore, being gathered together, Pilate said to them, "Whom will ye that I release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" For he knew that they had delivered him up through envy. But as he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent to him, saying, "Have thou nothing to do with that righteous man? For I have suffered today many things in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowds that they should beg for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. And the governor answering said to them, "Which of the two will ye that I release unto you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "What then shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" They all say, "Let him be crucified." And the governor said, "What evil then he had done?" But they cried more than ever, saying, "Let him be crucified." And Pilate, seeing that it availed nothing, but then rather a tumult was arising, having taken water, washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am guiltless of the blood of this righteous one. See ye to it." This is one of the scriptures which I had in my heart, and it may be another which I want to refer later on. But because these days people celebrate Easter, or as we said, Passover, I thought I may speak a little bit of the things that were happened at that time with Lord Jesus Christ. And as we notice and as we see, the Bible has lots of questions, has also many, many answers. And we used to say that Lord Jesus Christ is the answer of everything. And yes, he is. And we can find many, or maybe I can say all the answers into the Bible. But the first question in the Bible, it is a very strange and powerful question. And we can find that one in Genesis. You don't need to turn the Bible with me, just if you like. It is in Genesis chapter 3, verse 10, when Jehovah Elohim, it says, starting with verse 9, called to man and said to him, "Where art thou? Where art thou?" Many people, they ask me, and they maybe ask you also, why God asked Adam and Eve, "Where art thou?" Is that he didn't know where they hide? No, it is not so. We can say that it is not so, because God knows everything. He knows even our thoughts and our hearts. The problem it was, you may remember when you had children, and when you see a child doing something wrong, breaking a glass or something in the house, as a parent or grandparents, now some of you, is going to ask, what are you doing here? It is the question that we are asking the child. What are you doing here? Does it mean that you don't know what your child is doing? No, you know. You see what big mess he has done. You see that he break glass. You see what he has done. But the question it is just to wake up the child. Hey, what are you doing here? Where art thou, Adam? Do you realize where are you now? It is a big question. You may ask yourself now, where am I now? Are you on God's side or are you against Him? Are you with Lord Jesus Christ or where are you? It is a big, huge question, if I may say. And once you start to look at this question, you may start to search your life and see the answer. There are many questions, as I said, but I would like to take another look to another one. It is in Acts chapter 9. It is on my Bible on the page 1314. Another big question. There are many, many questions. We don't have enough time to go through all the questions. Oops. But here, in Acts chapter 9, it is about Saul before he was saved. He was heading to Damascus to take Christians and put them in prison, to punish them because they were followers of Lord Jesus Christ. And thinking that he is doing something good for God, he was taking them and putting them in jail. But on the way, in the middle of the day, a bright light, brighter than the sun, he explained later on. It says, it came, and the voice, and he heard a voice while he was down because he fell from his horses. Just imagine Paul, Saul at this time, riding his horses in front of maybe many other people, 10, 12 soldiers. Going, and what he had in his mind, I'm going to catch them. I will see them praying and I will put them in jail. And suddenly the horse to raise up and trample you down. And when you look up, a bright light, and from that bright light, he heard a voice. And the voice said to him, Saul, Saul, why dost thou persecute me? It is another question in verse 4. Saul, Saul, why dost thou persecute me? The same kind of question. Lord Jesus knew why Paul persecuted people, but just to wake up him, hey, do you think you are doing something good for me? But why thou persecuted me? Why are you behaving in such a way? Why do you think you are doing something good for me, but you are in fact going against me? And a very good answer with another question, as the Hebrew used to do, many times they answer with a question. He said in verse 5, and he said, who are thou, Lord? That's a very good question. Who are thou, Lord? I want to know more about you. And he will, don't be sad if you are going to ask him this evening. Who are you, Lord? I heard so many things about you. I wanted to serve you. I wanted to do many, many other stuff for you. But I don't know you properly. I don't know exactly if I know you exactly. Well, if you are going to ask this question, he's willing, he's waiting to take his time, as we heard even in the Bible study today. He's taking his time to explain you a little bit more. Who is him? Who art thou, Lord? That's a great question which we shall ask him. Who are you, Lord Jesus Christ? And I may ask you now, who is Lord Jesus Christ for you this evening? Is he your Savior? It is him, the Lord of Lords? Another great question which I want to go through. It is in Acts chapter 16, another great question which we can find on the page 1327. When Paul and Silas, we know this time when they were in jail, because they preached the gospel, they took them and put in the jail, and the jailer was sleeping, being sure that everything is safe. But in the middle of the night, earthquake. It came a great earthquake. And he was scared because the door of the jail did open wide. And he thought, everyone ran away. He took a sword trying to kill himself. How many times in your life you thought or you felt that the earth is trembling under you, your feet? How many times you had such a situation that you thought you lost everything, even your job, your family, everything? Well, there it is, a big answer. And in verse 29 it says, and having asked for light, he rushed. Paul, let me start with 28. But Paul called out with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. And having asked for light, this is the jailer, he rushed in and trembling fell down before Paul and Silas. And leading them out, said, sir, what must I do that I may be saved? That's another big, important question. What must I do that I may be saved? We don't have enough time to stay here. I'd like to speak a little bit more of this. You may ask yourself, if you are not saved, what can you do to be saved? It is written just underneath of these words. And they said, believe on Lord Jesus, and thou shalt be saved. The bigger question from the world, for me, and I think for everyone, it is what Pilate says here. The bigger question from the world. He said in verse 22 in the scripture that I just read in Matthew 27. Once we answer to this question, the other questions has answered already. Has already all the answers. Because Pilate says to them in verse 22, what then shall I do with Jesus who is called Christ? What then shall I do? Well, I think you know how Lord Jesus was described by John, the Gospel. In John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he was in the beginning with God. All things received being through him, and without him, no one thing received being which has received being. In him was life, and the life was the life of man. And the light appears in darkness, and the darkness apprehended it not. And in verse 11 said, he came to his own, and his own received him not. This is Lord Jesus Christ. And John, the Gospel, present him like God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He came to his own, and his own received him not. Just think that you raise children, 2, 3, 5, and they grow up, you struggle in your life, helping them to achieve something good in life. They get married, moved in their houses. And in one day, suddenly you want to visit them, yes? Because they are your children. You just take the car, drive there, park in front of their house, and what else? Ring to the bell or knock to the door. Hello, I'm your parent, I'm your father, I'm your mother. And maybe your child will open the door and look at you a strange way. Excuse me, are you looking for somebody? Hey, don't you recognize me? I'm your parent. Sorry, I don't know what you are talking about. And boom, shut the door in front of you. Something like that.
It was happened with Lord Jesus Christ. God who created the man with his hands. They shut the door in front of Lord Jesus Christ. He came to his own, and his own did receive him not. He was rejected. But much more, as we see here, they cry very much, crucify him. Crucify him. We don't need this man to be alive amongst us. I think Brother Graham just referred to Paul a little bit in Ephesians chapter 2, chapter 2, it is on the page 1418 in my Bible, 1418, starting chapter 2, starting with the last words in verse 6, it says, Christ Jesus, who subsisting in the form of God, did not esteem it an object of rapine to be on an equality with God, but emptied himself, taking a bondman's form, taking his place in the likeness of man, and having been found in a figure as man, humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, and that the death of the cross. Wherefore also God highly exalted him, and granted him a name that which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of heavenly and earthly and infernal beings, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, the God to God, the Father's glory. This is my Lord. This is Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. He is God Himself. And people here, they didn't know what to do with Him. What then shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ? It is in Matthew 27. Pilate has him in his hand. He could set him free because he had the power from the Romans, from the Caesar. He could do what he has done finally. He had the power to let Lord Jesus free, but he didn't know what to do. His wife told him, has nothing with this righteous man. Has nothing. And three times, I read in the Gospel of John, three times Pilate wanted to release Lord Jesus, wanted to let Lord Jesus free. But I think in Luke chapter 23, in Luke chapter 23, yes, in verse 23, it is very easy to find because it's 23, yes, on the page 1262. It says here, in the end of the verse 23, and their voices and those of the chief priests prevailed. And their voices and the chief priests prevailed. This means they won. They win against Pilate, and he had no power to do anything. Don't let anyone to prevail against you and your decision. This is the question and the answer personal which you have to do. It is just between you and Lord Jesus Christ. What are you going to do with Lord Jesus Christ? Are you going to reject him, or are you going to receive him tonight? Love him or hate him. You don't have another option. The middle way doesn't exist. On the left or on the right. What are you going to do with Lord Jesus tonight? That's the bigger question in life. Once you receive him as a savior, once you recognize him as a Lord, your own Lord.
He knows you very well. He said in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, "Behold, I'm standing at the door and knock. If anyone hear my voice and open the door." It is not just hear the voice. Pilate heard the voice when he asked, "Are you a king?" "You said that. My kingdom, it is not from this world." And he's heard so many from Lord Jesus. He heard the voice from his wife, "Don't have anything to do with this righteous man, right man." But he didn't open the door. He kept his door closed. God said in Revelation, "If anyone will hear my voice and open the door, I will step in. I will come in. It is my duty to come to satisfy your thirst, your emptiness. I will fulfill your life. I will give you hope, eternal hope, and the living hope, not hope that perish." May God help you to give a good answer to this question. What are you going to do with Lord Jesus Christ? Don't crucify him. Don't reject him. Take him as your own Savior, and you will be saved. Amen. Amen. Let's finish with hymn number 219. It is not far away from the one which we sang. It is 219. God is sending out the message of his wondrous love and peace. Send it from the highest glory, radiant in the Savior's face. Let's stand and sing this hymn, please.
All the same.